Now we're going to talk to Danny, who is in Los Angeles listening on KKLA. Hi, Danny. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi, good morning. Here's my question to you guys. I am a Christian, me and my wife, an African-American. We live here in Los Angeles, California. My wife is of a mixed race. Her father is white and her mom was black. Here's my problem. Her father molested her for many years when she was young. And in my marriage, it has shown itself greatly. I've been trying to deal with this because I love my wife, and I have reached out to a worldly counselor, and that didn't go well at all.
How long have you two been married, Danny?
9 years.
Okay.
And the problem with this is that my wife don't believe she needs help. She suppresses it and tries not to think about it. And so I've been seeing the effects
it
had on my wife and on our marriage and her behavior.
You know that's not working so well. Her suppressing it.
Exactly.
So I'm curious, what did her worldly counselor suggest?
That we get divorced.
Really?
Okay. Wow. Yeah,
exactly. For getting her. And so here's where I'm seeing a lot of the problems here with her. She don't want me to give myself to anyone but her. She thinks all my energy, money, love should be directed towards her. And when it's not, she acts out. I'm ministering over a men's discipleship Bible study group. And here's the example. And it's on a Thursday. And every time I'm preparing and it gets like to a Tuesday or Wednesday, she acts out.
And when she acts out, what does that look like?
I mean, like it's something that she might even create. I'll give you another example here. If I give my time to my son, it's not our son together. Mm-hmm. It's my youngest child who hasn't had a job. So I was helped take care of him until he got a job. He just got a job here over the last month. So that's been a blessing. But every time I would try to help him financially in any other kind of way, she would act out. I mean, like, it's always negative.
Act out like she...
What acting out look like?
Well, she would tell me I shouldn't be helping him. She would tell me...
She would get angry at you or yell at you?
She would get very angry with me. It's like she would find something, even if I'm getting ready to teach a men's group, she would find something. And I would tell her that, do you notice that every time I'm getting ready to teach a group, you act out, you find something. And I had even said to her, you don't like peace in your home? And I know that may not have been the right thing to say, but I just was trying to bring up to her and make her acknowledge.
Well, she has a scarcity mentality. There's not enough to go around. And if you share with others, it's like they're taking from her. What she needs, because there's not enough reassurance in the world to make her feel okay and to keep suppressed all that she has been suppressing. So she's using the current adoration and attention to kind of stuff all that stuff down, because how horrible to be molested by your father. Yeah. I can't think of something that would make you feel more devalued.
Well, there is a hole at the bottom of her bucket.
Yeah.
So the more you put in, the more it leaks out. And so there's nothing anyone can do about that except for her. I believe that your wife is dealing with a tremendous amount of internalized shame as a result of her abuse.
I agree.
And so she feels constantly that she is the problem. Now, if you say you need to go to counseling, it lights that part of her on fire. So the strategy would be for you, Danny, to be like, no, I need help. I'm not doing this marriage very well. Now, it doesn't mean you're a bad husband. Doesn't mean that any of that. It just means that, like, hey, I'm going to go get help and figure this thing out. Would you come along with me?
Would you tell the counselor and help them to understand what I'm doing wrong here in this marriage?
Yeah.
So is this couples counseling or?
Well,
it
could be. I mean, you could start with individual and then invite her in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I don't know if she'd be willing to go to our marriage intensive, but intimacy in marriage would be a great place for her to start exploring it. Because actually, one of the things that we do, and especially through the book How We Love, but in our intimacy in marriage, is we talk about the impact of our childhood mm-hmm. on our current relationships. You know,
we are
history beings, you know. And so one of the things that I steal from Milan Yurkovich all the time is that we must learn to get PhDs in each other's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, I think of it this way. You know, when I married my wife, I thought I was getting the current chapter. Right?
Oh, wow.
So what, she was 25 when we married? There was 24 previous or 25 previous chapters that I needed to end up learning and reading.
Yeah.
So I knew the iteration that I was getting and vice versa.
Okay. And here's another thing. So Danny, when someone is like this, there's a tendency to want to create some distance emotionally mm-hmm. so that you have some space. But here's the thing. It sounds like one of her issues is with distance and closeness. Mm-hmm. So as long and she's going to want to be much closer than maybe you're comfortable with. So uh-huh. when she hears you're moving away from her by, I'm going to the men's group, I'm helping here, right? She's like, oh, that gap is getting bigger. And her anxiety's going up and she's feeling afraid. And because it's like she needs you super close. So use language that talks about closeness and distance.
That's really
I
good.
I notice that when I, you know, you feel more distant from me, you feel disconnected. How can we stay connected even when I'm working on the guy's Bible study? And let her provide some of the ideas for that. And so all behavior has meaning. So you got to get down to the meaning of it. What is your acting out trying to tell me? And she may tell you all the surface stuff. No, let's go a little deeper than that. I think you get afraid. I think you get afraid that I'm not going to, you know, want to be with you or be faithful to you or whatever it is. You've got to find out. But using that kind of language, and then with the marriage weekend, right, you want to learn to be closer to her. And really, you're going to learn appropriate closeness, Danny. But, you know, okay. I want to learn. Would you come with me on this marriage retreat so we can really bond and learn about each other and mm-hmm. make our relationship the number one thing? See, all of that are ways. It's a positive spin yeah. on getting help.